All right, right now it is time to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This. You can find them on the web, tqag.com, Treasure Quest Appraisal Group. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring them in and see if they are familiar with emus. Good morning.
Good morning.
Emu to you too.
No, really, when you think about it, how many people would think what an emu looked like now that commercial's on TV so much? Everybody knows emus.
Well, I'm from Ohio originally, and we used to spend our time a lot of times at the Columbus Zoo, which is one of the preeminent zoological zoos in the country, and they had an emu there. So I, as a kid, I knew what an emu was. I always pronounced it for the longest time as emu, but it's emu.
I don't know. It's probably emu, but now television has changed that forever.
pretty much. Well, interesting though. I would not have known what an emu was until working in the collectibles department, because the German teddy bear company Steiff did all of these amazing animals in miniature, and they did all of the African animals, as well as, you know, chickens and cows and the things that we know that are domestic, but a lot of these other animals. And I was putting a sale together at Christie's, and that's when I learned. I'm like, what the heck is this? Oh, it's an emu. Or this is like some of the other, I can't even think of them now, but some of the other exotic African animals. So interesting how I learned about animals through collectibles.
Well, if you ever get a chance, they also, at the zoo, they had some samples of ostrich eggs, emu eggs. The eggs on emu are really actually quite beautiful. They're large. They look like giant avocados, I think. That's what they remind me of. But I actually knew what an emu was before the insurance and commercial. But I have to my question about that commercial is that really a live emu, or is it
CG?
You just don't know. But then again, that's living in today's world. That's right. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
If you see that's true. Nothing matters.
If you see it and it's on the internet, it's true. So.
That's it. Yes. Nothing to see here. Just keep going. Keep going.
All right. So what's on the agenda for this morning?
Well, Tim.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was just going to say, Tim, he's on his way to a very interesting project.
Yes, have to do that. Well, last week, unfortunately, we couldn't be on the air because it's funny what a week, what a difference a week makes is we were barreling down with the hurricane, and we were all shuttered up, and we were inside for a couple of days. We had the outer bands, and we had a lot of the wind, heavy gusts, and rain. But this week, I have a big project. It's a large estate that we're going through with just such a variety of items that are going to be in it. So I'm looking forward to getting started on that. It's going to be a 4 or 5 day project that we're working on, which is that'll be exciting. And Greg, what do you have on tap?
Well, I'm getting ready this week. I'm heading back up to Ohio to take the three of us, my brother and sister and I, are taking turns. Mom's in rehab right now, so hopefully she'll get her strength back. So we're taking turns giving each other some time off. So that's kind of my new reality at this point. So in the meantime, I'm diligently working on, I'm actually working on my cookbook, which will be coming out hopefully in sometime before the end of the millennium. Yeah. So, we have a couple of appraisal projects that are working on. So I'm now that I'm air quotes semi-retired, I can take my time and do what I want when I want. So.
Yeah, right. But we did come across an interesting, and it's funny, the article said, oh, we don't talk about this that often. And Greg and I both thought, yeah, we talk about this a lot. It does happen. But Greg, there was a fine.
Oh, yeah, the Chinese vase. Yeah.
Yeah, another vase.
Yeah. How many times, Marshall, I'm going to ask you, how many times have you heard us talk about, air quotes, the Chinese vase that was found at a thrift store that turned out to be a very expensive find?
Yes, a lot. Well, yeah,
a lot. Well, yet again, it's happened in England. A little 8-inch vase that was made in the 18th century was donated to a thrift store, and somebody paid $1.23 for it. And they put it on eBay, and all of a sudden, all of these art dealers and art collectors decided that there was something special about this place, and they had to end up pulling it off the site, stop the sale. And now it's going to auction, and it's estimated at $60,000 to $98,000. So it never ceases to amaze me what you can still find in a thrift store. Yeah. So those people who think that it's the time of that finding a bargain and a treasure at the same time are over are sadly mistaken, because it still happens.
Okay,
If
anybody out there has a 6-inch vase, please donate it to the Bargain Barn, please, and we'll take our chances.
Please. We'll take them. Right. Do you know how many vases you have to go through before you find out one?
It doesn't matter. Bring them in by the truckload.
That's right. No, that's right, because people will go through it.
I know.
But the point is that it's still one of those. It's the lottery mentality that people have. I think that, I might be able to find this great find. And that's the great thing about going to thrift stores and going to garage sales and different things, where you do want to look for these types of things. And maybe you will find, something that is a great find. But, it's interesting. But know what you're buying. Know what it is that you have and what you're looking at, because you don't want to say, oh, this looks fabulous, here's a dollar, and then it's nothing, so it's worth a dollar.
Yeah, but don't you think that's what makes going to thrift stores, that what makes being a collector, that's what makes it could be a fisherman,
sure.
It could be you know you're out there in search of things you like, but you're always hoping that one day you'll land the big one.
Yeah,
that's true.
The thrill of the hunt.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly why, one of the reasons that people are avid collectors. It is the thrill of the hunt, and the odds are getting slimmer, but they do happen.
But
and like, for
there.
Example, this person that bought this little vase and put it on eBay. Well, obviously, if they realized what it was when they picked it up, they picked it up because they liked it. Maybe they collect, we don't know, but maybe they collected Chinese things and they just liked them. And they said, oh, well, let me just put this on here. I have some, I've done my weekly thrift store shopping, so now I'm going to put on some of those things on eBay that I paid nothing for, and I'm going to try to make a few bucks. Well, that's what happens. And had this person known, I'm certain they probably wouldn't have put it up on eBay. So,
well, sure,
there are those rare finds, and when this happens, It's good for the thrift store business because people are going to start looking carefully.
Let me go check that out.
So, and usually what happens, though, we do sometimes when these things happen locally, we end up getting phone calls saying, well, I have this Chinese porcelain. So we have to go look it out and, you know, go look at it and do a little research and have to either tell them, you know, it's worth a, well, you got a great deal, but it's not worth much.
Just
or
enjoy it.
Just enjoy it. Yeah. So.
Well, I think that when you go to a thrift store and you, I'm not talking about when you're in there for buying clothes, but when you go to thrift stores and you look for the knick-knack items and you look around for stuff like that, your first thing is, okay, you have to like it. But once you like it, the next thing right behind it is, well, who knows, maybe one day I'll get the big thing. Something I like is going to be worth. But you really do have to like it and want to keep it when you buy something at a thrift store. To go into a thrift store and think you're going to go in and pick something that's going to sell for $1 million, no. It's never going to happen.
Yep, you are correct. That's the big thing. And we always tell collectors that no matter what it is that you collect, always collect the best that you can afford in the best condition and something that you really like, because someday maybe it might turn into something. So, you know, and we've come across a number of collectors just who bought things because they really liked them, but they've also looked for things that were in the best condition that they could afford. And you know, that's really what you want, because if you are going to have these items around, you want to make sure that you enjoy them, because even if they don't go for a lot of money, they're enjoyable.
Well, the other thing about collecting that we've talked about before is buying the best you can afford, but a lot of people, that's how they increase their collections, and they get their collections to certain levels because at the time they started, they might not have been able to afford the best. So they collected what they could afford, the best they could afford for the time. And then as their collection starts to grow, they need room. So what they do is they start selling off items that in order to increase their collection with and put more expensive and better items in their collection until they end up with some of the collections that we've sold over the years, like some of the best toy collections in the world, and actually even porcelains in particular, decorative objects. A lot of times people will collect individual things like candlesticks is a big thing, or Fostoria glass, or whatever it is. As long as you as a collector buy the best you can afford, and if you're trying to upgrade your collection, just remember that you want to make sure that you are buying the best of you know what you're collecting if you're trying to upgrade. And if you're going to sell it, make sure you know what it's worth before you sell it, and it ends up in a thrift store for $1.23. And the next thing you know, it's being sold at auction for $90,000.
Yeah, but then also don't have these outrageous expectations. I'm dealing with a client right now with, hopefully we'll get a signed contract and I'll be able to talk about it, but that there's just also there are sometimes unrealistic expectations. And no, I believe it's worth this. Well, okay, and you've only been in, you've not even been in the business. You're not even an avid collector. This is something you inherited, and all of a sudden you think it's worth this. Why? When I've given you 30 years not only of experience, but also here's what the market is, here's what the past performance of these things have been. And you know, so we're working on coming to terms.
Well, there's the double-edged sword, and that is when these things come out. This happened a lot, I know, when Tim was on the road show. They would see something on the road show that looked like something that they had, and we would get phone calls. I just saw this on the road show, and it was worth 10 gazillion dollars. I have exactly the same thing. So
no, you
that's
don't.
The other.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not even the same color. It's not even the same design. What do you mean, same thing? Right. So some people's idea of the same thing, I mean, it goes with everything. Some people's idea of the same thing is very different.
That would be like going into a convenience store, buying a lottery ticket, coming in after the numbers were announced and saying, I've got a lottery ticket. It's
right.
Just like a lottery ticket that was paid $1 million.
Yeah. It's just one number off.
That's right.
It's the exact same thing.
Right. Well, it goes to my saying that a long time ago when we got into this business, where the old saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure. Well, I altered it and said, one man's trash sometimes is just another man's trash. So that still holds true today. So
right. Yes, it does.
All right, guys. Have a great week, and I'll speak to you next week.
Hey. You too, Marshall. Hey.
Take care,
buddy.
Bye-bye. Tim Luke, Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, Treasure Quest Appraisal Group, TQAG.com on the web.